This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to remind you that we are giving you a chance to win a Rolux Reel mower. Guys, cut down day is going to happen. And when it does, you need to be in the mix. Go and register and make sure you sign up for the contest. It's pretty cool. But when cut down day happens, that's when we're going to give this away. I think it's August 27th. And it's at 92.9 The Game, our contest page. You can go check that out. It's lots of fun, man, and it's a great mower. So we were at camp today. We are going to talk to Aaron Murray here in just a second. But if you're just tuning in, a variety of skirmishes at camp today. Michael Penix was in the first one, which set off a couple of more. And Michael Penix's comments about the brawl, he said, look, we want to get the work in, but sometimes it goes where it goes. And Mike and I will fill you in on what we saw and our takes on all things regarding the Falcons and Titans in their joint practices day number two. But before we get to that, let's talk some dogs. He's a dog for life, ESPN, SiriusXM analyst, college football. We love him. Aaron Murray, man. What's going on, brother? How you been?
Doing good. I love the tenacity from a quarterback in Penix, so with the little fight, baby. Let's go. Usually when fights break out, you know, you gotta protect a quarterback. It's like Secret Service with the president. Get him away, hide him, protect that. You want for Penix's left arm. So to hear that he's mixing up a little bit, I like it.
Aaron, we don't want to make it into a federal case, but we love the leadership. And, I mean, the team's rallied around this guy. He was lighting up Tennessee with some real deep balls. So they got ticked off second day of this joint practice. But does that build a camaraderie? And obviously, it can't hurt, right?
Oh, no, definitely can't hurt. I mean, think back to – I mean, heck, I know we're going to talk a lot about Georgia and probably Gunner, but think about Gunner last year against Texas,
right?
And the hit that he took. Mm. And, you know, there's a fine line of being stupid in order to show your toughness. Because, I mean, listen, we all know that there's a – get over on the quarterbacks that we're soft and we got to protect them. And, you know, we wear our red jerseys and stay away and treat them a little bit differently. But, you know, you can find ways to demonstrate to your teammates that, you know, you do got that little bit of a factor to you, that you're a fighter, that you're a leader. There's a variety of ways of doing it. I thought Gunner obviously did that last year with that play against Texas. And, you know, Penix doing it today, I think shows a little something to the team.
All right, Aaron, what was, in your opinion, wrong with Georgia last year? And is it something that they can correct and it will be better this year? When I say what was wrong with them, obviously we're talking about not winning the national championship. But there are a lot of things that Mike and I think were wrong, right? They didn't run the ball enough. They didn't do this. Receivers dropped a lot of passes. What do you think was wrong with the Dogs? And can they get better and correct it this season?
Yeah, I mean, just go buy a bunch of stick-em. You know, just put a bunch of stick-em on those gloves and it'll be good to go. So, it was kind of a cause and effect. I think you guys said a lot of things right there. But, you know, the receivers do have to be better. You know, if there's three things that Georgia struggled with last year, kind of the big three would be, you know, one, drops, which I think is hopefully curable. I do like the receiving core that Georgia as a mass, whether it's the transfer portal guys they brought back or in the high school ranks, So I do think that is fixable. A lot of work there. And to you know, the running game, you know, it's weird to watch. Listen, I didn't grow up a Georgia fan. You know, I grew up in the state of Florida. I didn't watch a lot of college football in general, more professional football. But the first few times I started watching Georgia's with a guy named Knowshon Moreno.
Right.
You know, and you turn on the tape and Knowshon's, you know, busting big runs left and right. And then I get to Georgia and I got Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall. And they're, you know, popping off 30, 40, 50-yard runs plus, you know, three, four, five times a game. Then you got Sony and Chubb. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, last year, watch, like, man, you know, why is it so difficult to run? Like, where are the explosive plays? Like, where are those big gainers? All of a sudden, you hand the ball from the first and 10 to the 25, and it's a 25-yard, 30-yard gain, and we're in positive territory. Like, never, everything just seems so difficult in the run game. So you're hoping that kind of gets going with Nate this year and the running back crew and the guy they got from Illinois in the transfer portal and Cash and, you know, in that core. So running game has to be more consistent, and the offensive line as well has to be better in that factor. And then, you know, then Carson, you know, forced the balls last year, a lot to do with pressing. So you got to take care of it as well if you're gunner.
It's Aaron Murray with us, guys, and great job. He's, I mean, rewriting the record book at Georgia. Mike Bobo gets a new coaching job after you leave at Colorado State, thanks to the work that you put in. I felt sometimes feel that, you know, he doesn't run the ball enough. I know you've heard all the criticism about Coach Bobo. I don't expect you to criticize him, but a game like the Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame, that was, to your point, so uncharacteristic for Georgia to see how they got, like, manhandled at the line of scrimmage.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, that was surprising. Listen, a lot of issues I showed when it came to just health, I think, especially the offensive line. And if there's one thing I would love to see, and I know it's difficult in today's game because – you want to get your 4- and 5-star guys. That's what Georgia has. Offensive line, they got a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys. Not only starters, but backups that you got to give them reps. You got to make them feel good. That way they stay on the roster and don't, you know, transfer as soon as the season ends. Right. But you know, there's a fine line of doing that, but also making sure that those five guys get enough reps together as a unit, build the communication, build that trust, and then just playing your position. Not, hey, you're playing left tackle for a quarter, then you're going to move to left guard, and you move to right. Like, just your five, sticking with your five, and building that throughout the season, I think is something that you did not see last year. And I said, you know, a little bit has to do with, you know, mostly has to do with guys just getting banged up and, you know, Searles having to play the carousel a little bit with moving, you know, left tackle to center and all, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope that is better this year, and I think that can help the run game out a little bit more. But I know people hate it, is the screen game, but that is an extension of the running game. It's a numbers game, and I know not every time it's going to be successful. And I know, you know, people think like, oh, a screen play that goes for 3 yards is a bad play. Well, that's a run play for 3 yards. Mm-hmm. You know, and honestly, we talk about explosive runs, but if you can get, you know, 3-4 yard runs, you put yourself in a good situation on third down. And then with a running back, quarterback like Gunner, you know, you open up his ability to run the football as well in those third and short situations, which is great for the offense. So, you know, those RPOs, those run pass options, that's all run game. It just allows the quarterback to say, you know what, it's a 7-man box or it's an 8-man box. I don't like the numbers. They got one more than we can block. Let me get the ball to my perimeter. And, you know, they got some receivers this year, you know, Dylan Bell, Zachariah Branch, where, you know, you get those guys the ball with any kind of space, and hopefully those guys can make someone miss. And all of a sudden that 3-4 yard supposed run through a screenplay turns into a 10-15-plus yard.
Aaron Murray, who is an ESPN college football analyst and calls games as well, SiriusXM. I want to ask you about who you think the best college football quarterback is going into the season, because we know that may change by the end of the year.
Right.
Is it Klubnik? Is it Nussmeier? Is it Allard at Penn State? Who is the best going into the season, in your opinion?
I think DJ Lagway at Florida is the most gifted quarterback in the country. I think I had an opportunity to cover his first real big start last year versus Kentucky, got to know him, talk to him, sit down with him, and then, you know, see what he did on the field, and, you know, obviously watch him throughout the year as well. And I don't think there is a more gifted quarterback in all of college football when he comes to checking off all the boxes. Size, arm strength, athleticism, has it between the ears, all that. You know, I love those other quarterbacks as well, but you know, Allard's not, you know, I thought Allard's decently athletic, but he's not as athletic size-wise, arm strength-wise, both very similar. Mm. You know, Lenoris, I think, is tremendous at South Carolina. I covered him twice last year. You know, big kid, physical kid, good arm, maybe not as natural of a thrower as DJ is. You know, Klubnik made some huge strides a year ago, especially, you know, what I would think was a pretty poor performance against George in the first game. You know, really built a lot of confidence. But, yeah, I still wouldn't necessarily consider him as natural a thrower as DJ. So, you know, he's still green. He's played, you know, what, 6 games, 7 games in his career. There's a lot of growing that needs to be done, and there's definitely some turnovers that have to be eliminated in his game. But from an overall talent standpoint, I think he is the most gifted quarterback in all the college football. But I love all those guys. I think Nuss is due for a monster year. I think Allard's a really good quarterback. I think he's someone that, you know, needs some support around him because they did not have it last year besides their tight end. I know Penn State put an emphasis on the receiving position this year. So, you know, I do think if they put some guys around him from the receiving spot, you know, Drew could have a pretty monster season.
Talking with Aaron Murray, guys, about the SEC. And, again, we love DJ Lagway. Just every Florida fan word they heard, he was wearing a boot earlier at camp. Apparently he's better there. Yeah. Aaron, so do you believe that with all these new transfers, because these guys seem so super athletic, that you will see Gunnar Stockton, will he be a top five SEC quarterback? Is that too much?
You know, I don't think that's hard to put off. I think that with the talent that Georgia has around him, and I'm not trying to handicap Gunnar at all. I think Gunnar's a really good quarterback. I went back and, you know, watched the tape of every game from that he played in last year, whether it was kind of mop-up duty or the game against Texas or the game against Notre Dame, and you walked away really impressed. You know, you're talking about a kid that can make all the throws, you know, maybe not as smooth of a passer as, say, Carson was, but still accurate with the football, has the arm strength to push it vertically down the field. I would like to see, you know, him continue to develop and trust and layering the football, something that, you know, I was really impressed with Carson and his ability to do over those 2 seasons he started at Georgia. But he can deliver the fastball. He can put in the tight windows. I think he's got some big receivers on the outside, and Noah, the transfer from A&M, and obviously Colby Young as well, where you trust those guys are going to create some space. You can put in some tight windows and let those guys, you know, win some 50-50 balls on the outside as well. So, yeah, I think he's got the talent around him. I think he's a talented enough quarterback. But, you know, I just listed off the quarterbacks in this league. There's a lot of good ones, you know, DJ and Lenoris. And, you know, obviously everyone's all eyes will be on Texas. And,
right,
you know, and Arch Manning, I think that's still a big question mark there of how good he's going to be. You know, Nuss there at LSU. I think I honestly think Auburn is kind of a sneaky team just in general this year. Mm. And I do think that their quarterback, the kid from Oklahoma, is very talented. I think he was obviously put in a bad situation a year ago with all the injuries that he had to deal around him and all that. So if they can build his confidence with Jackson Arnold, with all the receivers that he has around him, I think that's an interesting situation and an offense, too, that could flourish. And that's a kind of a big game for me when I look at Georgia's schedule. Right. You know, it's kind of, I think, middle of the season, maybe game 5 or 6 in Auburn, and a game where Auburn could be a pretty good team this year with that offense.
What do you know about Ty Simpson, by the way, who was named for now the starting quarterback for Bama?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think most people think of Ty Simpson. We think of that game versus USF, what, 2 years ago it was?
Right.
You know, just how bad it was and how uninspired Alabama looked. I mean, almost and probably could have lost that football game against the Bulls down there in Tampa. So, you know, you love the fact that he's a veteran guy. He's played some college football, you know, good size, good athleticism, good arm. You know, this will be his second year in the system. You know, he's got some talent around him as well, especially with Ryan Williams probably being the premier receiver in the SEC, you know, Bernard as well. So, you know, I think it's wait and see. I don't know. I said, like, you know, from the few limited snaps that we've seen from Ty Simpson, whether it's in spring games or in games as a player, it hasn't been anything great. I don't think it's been anything terrible. I guess I think that Alabama game versus USF, everyone played pretty uninspiring and, you know, just was not very motivated after the situation going on with Jalen Milrow. So I think he's good. Like I said, from what I've seen, limited. But I think that is a major question mark for Alabama. And, you know, that's a funny thing this year. You look at the SEC as a whole, you know, the three most talented teams are Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. But all three have big question marks at quarterback. Arch has played very limited snaps and hasn't really played against any elite defense. So what is he going to look like? Or he has played against elite defenses like in Georgia, but didn't look very good. How good is Arch Manning? Is he elite or is he just good? You know, Gunnar Stockton, same thing. Is he good, but is he elite? And then you say thing about Ty Simpson, Alabama, then you kind of, that's the tier one teams. Then you go to tier two and you got Florida, you got LSU, you got South Carolina, just to name a few in that tier two that maybe aren't as talented, but guess what? They got the premier quarterbacks in the SEC. So it's going to be a really fun year in this league because of that dynamic of elite teams have some question marks at the quarterback spot. Next tier, really talented, have the quarterbacks that you can trust. You can win some of those big-time games.
Before we let you go, I saw your social today. It made me laugh. You said, is this real or AI? And it's year one of Brock Bowers, who looks like Brock Bowers. And then year two, he's bald. And I'm laughing because – and you said, is it AI? Dude, Brock Bowers had 112 balls last year, Aaron. Oh, and his quarterbacks were Aiden McConnell, Gunner Gardner Minshew and Desmond Ridder. How in the hell? How does he do what he did last year with the Raiders?
Well, he's just one. He's a great human being. You know, he's truly what you want for a face of your franchise. Hardworking, don't have to worry about it off the field. You know, focus and that, I mean, that's what separates you, because you know when you get to the top of the top, you know, everyone's good. You know, everyone's talented. You know, and obviously he's maybe a little bit more talented than most, and especially at the tight end position with how athletic he is. But it comes down to just preparation and just love of the game. And he's someone that, you know, doesn't worry about being flashy and, you know, wearing the coolest stuff or the social media or this, that, and the other. He just wants to be a football player. You know, he wants to get in there and work his tail off, watch film, do all the rehab, do all the training, and put himself in a position to be excellent. So that's when you get like the, you know, the top of the top, and they elevate themselves even further. You know, you get big seasons like that, and you get monster careers. And I do think that he's due for a monster career, and hopefully this year with, I think, what, Geno at quarterback, you know, he can put up similar numbers.
Yeah, 1,194 yards, 5 touchdowns. Man, this guy was a beast.
Whew.
It's crazy. Aaron, and we appreciate you, man. As always, it's so much fun to talk with you. Dog for life. ESPN, again, analyst, SiriusXM, and you'll see him in calling games this year for college football, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great
You got it, man. Again, we all know that had Georgia had a little bit of a defense to stop the run game, Alabama, in that 2012. Man, Aaron's going to probably
won it.
Win a natty for Georgia and Mark Richt, because they would have smoked Notre Dame.
You know what's crazy about that? This is that two paths in life, right?
Right.
If Georgia does beat Alabama and wins a national championship against Notre Dame that year, Coach Mark Richt probably gets an extension.
Right.
And
changes everything, right?
And you don't get Kirby Smart.
Right.
That's probably what happens. But it didn't play out that way. Hey, man, coming up, more takeaways from practice with the Titans. Michael Penix, why were you fighting? You'll hear it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.